USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Vice President Kamala Harris landed in Singapore on Sunday as she begins a visit to Southeast Asia that will also include a stop in Vietnam. The Vice President is expected to use the trip to communicate U.S. views regarding China's growing power and influence in the region, including the communist regime's efforts to take control of the South China Sea. Multiple blasts have rocked Gaza after the Israeli Defense Force launched a series of airstrikes in an apparent retaliation to violent border clashes in which an Israeli soldier was critically wounded earlier in the day. The first strikes hit the enclave shortly before midnight, according to witnesses and Palestinian media reports. Multiple videos circulating online showed massive blasts rocking the strip on Saturday night. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The Dixie Fire, the largest currently burning and second biggest on record, wiped out the historic town of Greenville and continues to threaten thousands of homes about 175 miles northeast of San Francisco. The Calder Fire, burning about 100 miles to the south, has grown significantly since August 14th, torching parts of the hamlet of Grizzly Flat and chewing through dense forests. Republican Senator from Nebraska Ben Sass is no fan of the U.S. strategy in Afghanistan. What's happening on the ground over there is that the French are doing gun runs to try to get their people out. The French are trying harder to get their people out of the country and out of harm's way than we are.
And right now we have a commander-in-chief who thinks he's dealing with a couple of media cycles and that this will just go away in 2 weeks. This is about how a superpower ceases to be a superpower in the eyes of the world by having no moral coherence about what we're doing and the pledges we've made.
This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Joe Biden's administration has told U.S. airlines they could be ordered to help ferry people who have been evacuated from Afghanistan, two officials told Reuters on Saturday. One official, speaking on condition of anonymity, said a warning order was issued to carriers on Friday, telling the companies they could be used, but no decision had been made. The official said the civilian aircraft would not fly into Afghanistan, but would instead ferry evacuees from air bases in locations including the Middle East and Germany. Major General Hank Taylor speaks to the vetting of Afghan refugees. USA's Dan Naraki with more.
The Department of Defense says that about 17,000 people have been evacuated from Afghanistan in the last week. About 6,000 troops are currently on the ground to help in that effort, a needed force as ISIS has reportedly threatened both the airport and the people trying to get to it. Major General Hank Taylor of the Joint Staff said Saturday that vetting the Afghan evacuees has become a cross-agency effort for the federal government.
I would add that intelligence, law enforcement, and counterterrorism professionals are conducting screening and security vetting for all SIV and others vulnerable Afghans before they are allowed to enter into the United States. These agencies are surging resources to evaluate all of these evacuees to ensure protection of the homeland. This massive effort is the result of teamwork.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.